Some people love it, other people loathe it, but I'm guessing you're here because you want rid of it. Am I right? Vocal fry has some cultural significance and it's been adopted by some accents and dialects, which has made it a bit of a trend in some parts of the world, but in others it's completely hated. Let's look at exactly what vocal fry is. Our voice is powered by the air we breathe, using the diaphragm, intercostal muscles, and a variety of other supporting muscles. To create sound, we then use those muscles to power the air through our larynx, inside which is housed our vocal folds, aka vocal cords. Air can pass through this area as fast as we power it, but it only vibrates the vocal folds as much as we choose, although that action is often unconscious or automated. And from a young age, our body usually learns, through parrot fashion, copying others, how to speak and how to use these parts of our body. Let's just test this out. Try and do a silent sigh. See, the vocal folds are wide open and the air rushes out. So you couldn't do a long sigh. Well, you could, but the air, if they're completely open, just escapes. But if you were to do the same thing and actually make the R sound, I can go for a lot longer because the vocal folds are actually stopping the air from like going through so fast, and the vibration is what's making the sound itself. It's then resonated through the rest of our head and nose, but that's essentially what's happening. You can make the R sound and hold your nose. You can even do it and close your mouth. You can even do it both. You won't go far though because there's nowhere for the air to escape, therefore the resonance will eventually stop. Now, if you continue to make that R sound but didn't close your vocal folds enough, what you could do is go from the completely silent sigh and then move into the R sound as you go through. And because it's coming through at a fast enough rate, you can hear quite a clean R sound. But if you were to slow it down and didn't use much air, you start to hear the vibrations slow down, and therefore you can hear the beats of them. If you go really, really, really easy and use very little air, it sounds even lower and more textured. Now, you can use lots of air and have the vocal folds slightly open and to create a similar sound, but it is slightly different. Because that starts to actually hit the false chords, which are above. And this is how a lot of people make, rock singers will create sound. But vocal fry itself is usually when the vocal folds are just not getting enough air. And we sit down on them and we sit down here and don't really put any effort in. Before we continue, I must ask you to hit like because that's going to help the algorithm find me and me find you and more people like you. If you really like this, comment, say hi. It's really nice when people get in touch and say thank you or ask me a question or give me an idea for a video. I will respond. I always do because I'm good like that. Anyway, on with the video. So it can be really a combination of the vocal folds not coming together quite enough and also not having enough air going through them. And if you've gotten in the habit of doing this, or you know someone who has, it's likely that they've just developed a way of speaking that they can feel the vibration, therefore it feels like speaking, it feels that they're comfortable. And there may be many, many reasons as well that people would adopt this. But if you could even speak a volume if you're resonating well and still get this vocal fry. If some reason I just slipped into American then, I don't know why. But I guess it's something that's more prevalent in the States. Yeah, but if I could do it in my own accent, I guess I'm just really not putting any... there's not enough power, there's not enough energy, and I'm not really making the effort to send my voice forward. There's a few things going on here. Of course, if you've gotten in the habit of this, it just feels normal. But if you're trying to change it, you just have to find a new normal, and that's going to feel a bit different, so be warned. That said, it's not abnormal, it's just not optimal. The best first step to re-energizing your voice and reducing vocal fry is to learn more about the power source. Perhaps one reason is you're not using enough air and you're not sending it forward enough. So we're going to look at these two things. The first, try taking a deeper breath before you speak. I'm not asking you to push. I'm just asking you to take in more before you speak. Because if I start speaking from a place where I've not really inhaled enough, there's not just enough push. And when you take enough air, you have support because the rib muscles and the diaphragm want to push the air back out again, out of your lungs. So when you have enough air, there is more energy in your voice, and therefore you're more likely to be able to create a clearer sound. So try it again. You see, as I got to the end there, you can hear the texture. It slows down because there's less energy and less movement of the vocal folds. This also can make people's voice sound lower. That could also be a reason why people have adopted it, is because they like the sound of their voice being deeper. And there's some cultural reasons to that. There's a tiny bit of evidence suggesting that people like deeper voices, but nothing conclusive and nothing for everyone. So I've read the studies and I'm going to make a video on that soon. So we're not pushing. We're just taking more air to begin with. And ensuring we do ensures that we have enough vocal energy to actually create sound that is clear. Now, having enough air is one thing, but then we also want to send the air forward, more out of our mouth, because when it's here, we're kind of allowing this zone to be our main placement for air as it's sending out. We're not really like creating any volume. We don't want to push here. We're not trying to project, but we can aim to speak further out. Now, why don't we try this? Imagine that you're in this, like a room that's perhaps, I don't know, 10 meters wide, and you wanted to say hey to somebody who just walked in the door. Hey! You just naturally raise your voice, right? And when you raise your voice, it's harder to have vocal fry. Now, imagine that person has come into the room, they're a bit closer, they're on the other side of a table from you. Hey! You can still make it clear, right? Because they're not really close to you. If they get here, for example, in your face, hey, their vocal fry starts to seem normal, right? It seems like the appropriate place to reduce the volume of your voice, and that will actually bring it down. Therefore, less energy, more likely to have vocal fry. Now, if you were trying to keep it a secret and you really wanted to keep it to yourself, hey, 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 it's a nice way to connect how your voice can be, well, clearer, also louder, but it's more about the intention than it really is the volume. And I don't want you to sort of start learning projection, because unless you're on week 6, I believe it is, on my 8-week course, you've likely not built up a solid foundation to get you to somewhere where you can project more safely. If you're interested in that, by the way, you can check out the first week for free of my 8-week course on breath. And that, if you're someone with vocal fry, this might be useful to you, because then you can learn how to take more powerful breath to support your voice. But by saying this, hey, you are putting more energy in. And that's what we want. So by taking a deeper breath before we speak, and then perhaps thinking that the person we're talking to is a little bit further away than what we're used to, this might make your voice go up, but that happens anyway when the vocal folds start to speed up. Since we've got this, hey, 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 now we can try this. Someone's even further away, and we're gonna bring it down from there back into vocal fry like this. Hey! I want you to have enough air still in the tank at the end that you could go back again. Try it again. Hey! Try that, because what I want you to experience is the fact that you can keep the voice forward, present and clear either way, and it's generally because of how much air you got in the tank. Hey! And one final little trick that might help you with this is to have a little bit of a smile. somewhere between a smile and a kiss, like you're just about to purse, but you're actually kind of happy about it. Moving these muscles actually does something for your voice, and it helps the placement of your larynx to support the effect you're trying to get, which is to have the vocal folds tighter together. Hey, so maybe just with a bit more of a smile and sending the air forward to someone who's sitting a bit further away than they perhaps are, you won't be shouting at them, but you will be speaking more clearly. Play with it. Have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously, but do try this on your own before you get in front of someone in case you do have a loud voice and start shouting in their face. Look, as I said before, everything begins with the breath, and you can take the first week of my 8-week course, which is all on breath the first week, for free. So just sign up on my website at vocabilities.com. I'll see you there. If you find this video useful, please hit the like, send me a comment and share it with someone who can get some value from there. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time... Look after your voice. Look after your voice! Yes! Yes, thank you! Goodbye!
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now,